Talk about underwater UFO bases. Richard brings up that favorite movie of mine, The Abyss.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, it sure is.
I love that.
And
yeah.
It makes you wonder if that's indeed going on down there in the ocean.
It's the one movie that deals with underwater phenomena that I'm aware of anyway. The best author on ocean-based sightings, incidentally, is a very little-known author, a man named Ivan T. Sanderson, who's been dead long time
right.
now. But in the late 60s, early 70s, he was also a cryptozoologist, so he wrote about Bigfoot, and he wrote about a lot of other kind of unexplainable things. And he wrote two really great UFO books. The one called Invisible Residence deals with ocean-based sightings, and it's just marvelously done.
Next up, International Line, where are you calling from? You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. Where are you?
I'm from Vieques, Puerto Rico.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Yes, I just, my name is Junior, by the way.
Hey,
I just had one question
for
Richard. You guys just finished talking about exactly what I was going to ask about, which is alien life in the waters. In our island, we have a bioluminescent bay, which we have, some people in the island have reported seeing vehicular type, you know, aircraft coming out of those waters. I mean, do you have any knowledge of this?
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought this up. I have a number of Puerto Rican friends here in Rochester, New York, as a matter of fact, and had the opportunity to talk with them about this also, if you can believe it. But there has been some very good work done on this. In fact, I recall one of the books by Timothy Good, a very excellent UFO researcher, who wrote a lot at length about off the coast of Puerto Rico, you know, a large number of people who have seen what you're describing here, anomalous craft, basically, off the coast of Puerto Rico that have been seen in the water, going into water, coming out of water. The speculation, of course, is that there is an underwater base, presumably non-human, but some have speculated that it might even be a super advanced human type base, but there's something there, or at least there's good reason to think that there's something there. Puerto Rico is the scene of a lot of very, very bizarre activity in this field.
Mm-hmm.
Julian, have you ever seen anything out your way?
Yes, I actually have.
What did you see?
I don't know if you have been to the island Vieques.
No, I have not.
No.
No. Okay. It's on the southwest. It's an island southwest of Puerto Rico. It belongs to Puerto Rico. There is a bioluminescent bay there. I think it's one of the only three in the planet. And we have...
I'm sorry, could you explain that again? It's a what bay?
Bioluminescent.
Bioluminescent?
Yeah.
Can you explain that to me?
That's the name of the bay, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
What it is that this these waters they make their own light.
All right, that's what you mean.
There's organisms there that creates light on its own. And I have had friends, and I have seen myself these things coming out of the water. I mean,
what do they look like to you?
I can't tell because it's at night, but you can see by the reflection of the organisms. I mean, there's no way that you can make a splash so big out of the water, coming out of the water.
And did they come out of the water and just go straight up, or did they go back in?
They go straight up. I've never seen any go in.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and that was the only time I've ever seen it.
Wow. Well, that would rule out dolphins.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've never seen a dolphin fly that high.
That's fascinating.
No. Hey, thanks for the story, Julian.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate that. Puerto Rico's always been a beehive of UFO activity.
Yeah, absolutely. And what Julian described, in fact, I mentioned Ivan Sanderson's book. He started his book off with a sighting by, I believe it was a Chilean captain of out in the South Atlantic who said he just saw this object in his crew. They were out on the deck, come out. There was an icy area. It was very, very far south in the Atlantic, and this thing just came out of the water, he said. Ice was shattering all over the place. It stopped for a minute. They were all dumbfounded, and the thing just went zoom, zipped off. Just, you know, you get these stories every now and then. They're incredible.
Next up, let's go to our West of the Rockies line. Welcome to Coast to Coast. You're on with us. Hi there.
Hello. Good evening, George and Richard.
Hi.
Scott, Anaheim, California.
Sure.
A quick comment and a question. Comment. The massive, I believe there would be a massive hysteria if we're told the truth. And I cite the two cases of, I don't know if you remember the story about Paul, who spent 3 months in a mental institution because the OSI convinced him
Paul Benowitz.
He was going to visit it.
Yes.
Yeah. The OSI agent was also named Richard Dobbin.
Richard Doty. He was on now, Sunday with Art.
Indeed. I'll listen to you guys religiously.
Okay.
But nevertheless, and Richard Doty convinced for counterintelligence is disinformation. He convinced Paul that we've been visited, and he went crazy. And Paul himself was an intelligent individual. So then he spent 3 months in a mental institution, and then, Richard, as per your statement, you said that Richard Gleason was interested in this, and he had the philosophy, the intellect, but again, he couldn't handle it for 3 days. Now, that's the comment, and I believe that the UFO information should not be given out to the
public.
General public. Okay, because that's, I believe it will cause mass hysteria. The question is, Richard Nixon took Gleason into and saw these aliens. Then in the same token, you're saying that Clinton and current presidents don't have that ability. When did that stop?
Well, first of all, we are all speculating here, and we're going on information that, you know, we feel is reliable, and that's as far as we can go with that. But, I mentioned the statement of Ben Rich earlier, who was who ran Lockheed Skunk Works, and Rich said from what he knew that the direct control of this was taken out of the presidency around 1969. That is what he said. Regarding the whole thing about hysteria and the Paul Benowitz case, I would want to point out that Benowitz was institutionalized for 3 months. That's right, but it wasn't solely because he believed ET was here. Benowitz believed that long before. Benowitz had been the victim of serious head games by the Air Force Office of Special Investigation for many years before he was committed. I mean, he was at a point where they were convincing him that, you know, they were getting in his head and that they were controlling his thoughts, or that they were controlling the thoughts of other people through implants. And it was freaking him out. But it took many, many years. This is not something that just happened overnight with Paul Benowitz. I mean, he started his encounters with these guys around 1978. And it wasn't until 1987, frankly, that he ended up, spending. And it was at the demand of his family. They put him in for a few months.
Didn't
I think that's overstated.
Didn't Wernher von Braun once tell his aide that he believed that eventually there'd be a phony alien invasion that would be done by the world in order to create this chaos on the planet?
This is the statement I think you're referring to, Carol Rosen, who has said this many times. She said she knew von Braun toward the later part of his life, and that he told her. This is only on Carol Rosen's testimony. I've met Carol, and I like her personally very much. But you have to realize she's the only one who said this. Von Braun said to her that there would be this kind of phony baloney threat of an alien invasion, and watch out for that.